There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. And in the next hour, like we have been promoting all week long, Dr. Lorraine Day will be on, Who Rewrote the Bible? Looking forward to that discussion so very much with Dr. Lorraine Day in this next hour. Just to let you know, the Susan G. Komen Foundation really, really is intent on getting financial supporters that give lots and lots of money, of course. And they are, anyway, their claims of higher nutritional value and lower toxic contaminants in organic foods currently have little scientific evidence supporting their pronounced benefits, claims that organization, which purports to be all about preventing and curing breast cancer. They're all about making lots of money. These and other hilariously ignorant claims by Komen are clearly meant to deter women from making positive dietary changes that would actually help them avoid developing breast cancer. Instead, Komen would rather that women continue, they say, so says Natural News, scarfing down buckets of carcinogenic fried chicken from KFC and bottles of alcoholic Mike's Hard Lemonade to Komen supporters that stand by to suffer financially from women choosing organics instead.
Well, then after you have your Mike's Hard for dessert, you have your pink food-colored laced M&Ms.
Oh, so. That's right. That's right.
There may be some chocolate in those. I'm not sure. But,
yes, you know. Yes. And but they did have what was called the Buckets for the Cure campaign.
Oh, that's awesome.
Back in 2010. It was just absurd. Absolutely absurd. And they did do that, and encouraging women to eat fried chicken. And the obvious derangement in this plan is that KFC's fried chicken is highly toxic, as the acrylamide chemicals produced during frying have been shown to spur the growth of cancer cells. Not only this, but KFC chicken is loaded with toxic monosodium glutamate, which is a known cancer promoter. So there.
So funny to me.
Yeah. Oh, funny.
I mean, it's sad.
It's so sad. It is so sad because the average person doesn't know any difference. By the way, Rand Paul, who appears to be heading for the presidency, although they now announced that it's going to cost $1 billion to win the presidency this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Or next year. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
2016. It'll cost $1 billion. Rand Paul hires a campaign manager for 2016. His name is Chris LaCivita. He's a senior advisor, and he is a Gulf War veteran. Other than that, he's pretty much been in the Republican versus Democrat kind of thing all his life. At least that's the way
mainly
I see
on the
it.
Republican side.
Oh, yeah, on the Republican side. But he's been just dealing with, of course, candidates over and over and over again.
I was just going to say, I really couldn't find anything too controversial about the guy.
You know, I know. So. Well, we'll keep trying.
Yeah.
And gardening and in the health section, how you can dry foods using your oven. You don't want to do it very high rate of heat, of course, but there's several storage methods that are listed here in the email blast. And 10 reasons to ditch diet soda and artificially sweetened gum. I don't know, Josh, if there's anybody listening to the Power Hour that still drinks diet soda.
I would hope not.
I can't even imagine.
The diet soda people, they like their diet soda. It's it's like crack.
Yeah,
I mean, they're highly addicted to it. I know quite a few people like that.
Yeah, I remember in college it was Tab. Did you ever hear of Tab?
I never drank it or anything, but
yeah. Tab was the biggie in at University of Kansas anyway, where I was at school. But it's all about knowing what you are drinking and eating and looking at the labels.
Yeah, and I would say if you're letting your kids chew gum, you need to. I challenge you to find some gum that doesn't have aspartame or some other artificially sweetened.
I think they have some at the health food stores, but that's about it. That is about it. Also, Georgia, I want to bring this story to you. I keep forgetting to mention it. I think it was Wanda that told me about it. Georgia executes a Vietnam veteran with PTSD. This man went off of his drugs and killed someone, and, of course, they had to execute him. Now, fast-tracking veteran executions ought to be an issue for us. And next week, next Wednesday, we are going to have from prison Mike Maricello joining us, who is in prison for a capital crime. And I've been working with him for the last 10 years on some issues with Gulf War illness. So next Wednesday, we're going to be having his attorney and a prison interview. Dr. Lorraine Day is next. Stay tuned. Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and doing the next right and honorable thing. Now, I want to make an editorial comment here, as I did in the first hour regarding the program we're going to do today. You know, the Power Hour has had a number of guests that have come on, and a lot of them focus on spiritual and or religious issues. And some of you have said, I'm not listening anymore to the Power Hour because all you talk about is religious stuff, and I'm not interested in religious stuff. Well, spiritual issues is what the world is all about. And I want you just to take a minute and think about the fact that hopefully we're discussing here today, as we do many times, the issue of fraud in what has been perpetrated upon the people. And I find that important that we know where the truth is. And what Dr. Lorraine Day has done is an amazing, overwhelming study on Greek and Hebrew with respect to what was the Bible, what was done to the Bible, who rewrote the Bible, and most of all, I'm interested in why, the motivation. Because there are so many of you that say, once you mention the Bible, I turn the program off. All right? This is not about us going over each and every Bible verse. This is about have we been lied to? And I can't think of anybody better to do the discussion for us today. This is not like, if you know the guy, Mr. Bushby, that wrote the Bible Fraud. That's not exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about who rewrote it and why. Coming from Dr. Lorraine Day, who formerly was a practicing orthopedic surgeon. She was chief of orthopedic surgery at UC San Francisco. She's written so many books, so much material. GoodNewsAboutGod.com website, also drday.com. And, of course, we've had her on the program talking about her relationship to cancer, which she says is the best thing that ever happened to her. I think I'm quoting her correctly on that. So I'm just really thrilled to have the author of Who Rewrote the Bible, an 880-page tome, joining us today. Thank you so much, Dr. Day, for joining us in the Power Hour.
Well, thank you so much for having me. A privilege.
I cannot believe, really, I honestly, when I got this book, I was so thrilled to get it, but I had no idea what I was going to be receiving. I had no idea that you would have gone to the extent. Let's talk about motivation on your part here. Why did you do this multi-year study? What was your motivation and purpose of this, Dr. Day?
Well, as you know, in 1993, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as a physician in academia, I already knew that doctors don't know how to cure cancer. And the reason in one of my other books, What Does It Take to Get Well, I show that doctors develop cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population, and doctors die of cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population. So if doctors knew how to prevent and cure cancer, they would do it on themselves, but they don't know how. And so, therefore, being a physician and watching people get chemotherapy and radiation, which destroys your immune system, I knew there was no hope for me with my colleagues because I knew everything that they knew about cancer, and I knew they didn't know how to prevent and cure it. And so I was trying all sorts of alternative methods. I tried over 40 different types of alternative methods. None of them worked. My tumor kept growing bigger and bigger and bigger until it was about the size of a softball on my chest. It was breast cancer. And those pictures are on my website at drday.com. And I got sicker and sicker till I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. Now, I had been raised a Christian, but there were so many things about Christianity that didn't make sense to me that I had left Christianity. I had left going to church. And but when I was getting worse and worse, knowing that doctors don't know how to cure cancer, I started searching the Bible, and I found these wonderful promises in the Bible, and one in Deuteronomy 7:11-15, which says, if you obey my laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. So I thought, well, obviously I'm not free from disease. I'm bedridden. I'm terribly sick. And so I better find out what that means. And because that's the only, God is the only physician in the universe who will give us 100% guarantee that if we follow his laws, commands, and decrees, we'll be free from every disease. No doctor will ever give you that guarantee. They'll make you sign a consent that their treatment could kill you and that you or your family will not sue them. So I started studying the Bible, but as I did, I started seeing a lot of things that didn't really make sense. So I started looking at the various words in the Bible. Now, I do not speak Greek or Hebrew. I am not a Greek and Hebrew scholar. But there are, you don't have to be a Greek and Hebrew scholar in order to find out what the Bible really says. Because there is an interlinear Bible that you can get on the Internet, which has the Greek and the English, and the words are all numbered, and you can go to Strong's Concordance and find out what these really mean. So I started thinking, how is this God who says, love your enemies, but he's going to burn his enemies in hell? Well, so I said, you know, how does that make sense when I'm supposed to love my enemies, but it doesn't work for God? And I found that the words forever and ever, you know, God doesn't use euphemisms. How can you add an ever to forever? Well, you know, God just, you know, talking. Well, no, God doesn't do that. He uses words that are very precise. And so I started seeing that the words eternity and eternal and everlasting and forever and ever are really not in the Bible. There is the promise of eternal life, but it is not said with the word eternal, all right? And so I started finding out that these words, forever and ever and everlasting and all that, are actually the word eon or eonian, which is a period of time that has a beginning and an end, the Bible says. So I started searching and searching to try to find out what is the character of this God who asks me to trust him with my life and he will get me well. Well, by the way, when I finally understood the character of this God, who is far more loving than any church teaches, far more loving, but he has his standards. He doesn't just say, oh, well, you can do anything you want and you will be fine. No, he has some very strict standards. He says, if you do these things, you will be well. You will be well physically and you will be well spiritually. And so that's how I started looking at this, because I wanted to get well. And again, now it's been 22 years since I was diagnosed with cancer and had this horrible tumor. I got well without chemotherapy, without radiation, and without mastectomy, and I'm totally well and cancer-free, and you can see my pictures on my website. I've got endless energy. I've got the energy of a 30-year-old, and in 2 years, I'll be 80.
Wow. Let me add to that. The Interlinear has been a very important book to me also. The Interlinear, which I got a couple of years ago and even talked about on the Power Hour, how important that was. And I would not, I don't think I can overstate that if you're serious about wanting to learn, that you get the Interlinear. It is a hardback, large book. It's got Greek and it's got Hebrew, Old and New Testament, and it's just an incredible book, absolutely incredible. I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, there's another book that you recommend. Explain the Concordant. I believe it's called the Concordant, Dr. Day?
Yes, it's the Concordant Literal Translation. The Concordant Literal Translation, before these people, and they're denominational, before they started translating the Bible, they took every word in the Bible and categorized it to make sure that when a specific Hebrew or Greek word was used, when it was translated into English, it always meant the same thing. Such as, you see, in the King James Version and the Living Bible and the, all these other translations of the Bible, if you see the word, church, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People think, well, that's a group of people that go, that belong to a certain church and go to a building. All right. Well, the word church is actually not in the Bible. The word is ecclesia, and people say, well, that means church. You know, it's ecclesiastical, so that means church. Except in Acts, where Paul is in Ephesus preaching against the goddess Diana, which was their livelihood. They produced the idols to the goddess Diana. Paul comes there and starts preaching and saying that Diana is a false god and you should believe in Jesus Christ. Well, they wanted to lynch him. So this was a huge lynch mob that came after Paul. And guess what it's called in the Bible? It's an ecclesia. Well, they couldn't make that church because obviously this was a riotous lynch mob. So they had to translate the word ecclesia as assembly. But that was the red flag right there. It's not the word church, meaning people who go into a building and belong to a certain denomination. It just means anyone who believes, a group of people who believe the same thing, whether it's good or bad, and they don't even have to know each other. So ecclesia does not mean church. And on top of that, for the first 4,000 years of human history, nobody went to church. There was a sanctuary in the wilderness during the Exodus, and there was a temple in Jerusalem, but nobody was allowed to go in except the priest under penalty of death. So the church, as we know it today, was actually started by the Pharisees, the synagogues, where people came in and sat down and listened to man tell them about God, rather than studying for themselves and letting God teach us directly through his word. they started these places where people went in, and this was a counterfeit religion because the temple was in Jerusalem at the same time, and God's presence was in the temple. It was not in the synagogues. And the Pharisees started the synagogues, and they became the ones who called for the death of Christ. So it was the enemies of Christ that started what is now the model for today's organized church.
Whoa, the enemies of Christ that started the church, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Dr. Lorraine Day, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce
and Josh.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're all about here at the Power Hour, is I want to know the truth. We've been lied to so many times, and I had an interesting discussion with Jeff Rentz on this. We were talking about the how much we have been lied to, and it's overwhelming. It is just incredible. But be that as it may, we're talking to Dr. Lorraine Day, and anyone who does the kind of research that she has done, I am going to look to them for some source of information and support. And the book, Who Rewrote the Bible, you can go to goodnewsaboutgod.com and drday.com. She has a number of items I'll tell you about later that you can enjoy tremendously that she has put together. All of them are just phenomenal. Dr. Day, you were talking in terms of the church, first of all. We've been lied to about the church. So am I to take that you don't go to a 501c3 church and tithe every month and do your role there at that quote-unquote church?
Well, I do tithe, but I give it directly to people who need it rather than giving it to an organized church structure. I do not go to an organized church. I have a Bible study group that meets informally, and we study the Bible. In fact, when we study the Bible, we study it all day. They come on a weekend day, and the people come, and we study it all day. And there aren't a whole lot of people who want to study the Bible all day. But once you really understand what it says, it becomes fascinating, because I remember when I used to ask questions of people in the church, well, what about this and what about that? And they would respond to me, well, you know, there are things that are too deep for us. We'll just have to wait till we get to heaven and ask Jesus when we get there. And I thought, well, then why do we have the Bible? Why did God give us the Bible if we always have to wait till we get to heaven to ask the questions? And I found out that all of these questions, I have a whole series of questions in this book, Who Rewrote the Bible, in the second chapter, such as what I said, you know, if God wanted us to go to church, how come it took 4,000 years for people to start going to church, and where did it start from? And why, if God loves his enemy, tells us to love his enemies, how come it doesn't work for him? And all of these questions, I thought, I need the answers to these questions if I'm going to trust this God who promises that if I obey his laws, commandments, and decrees, he will keep me free from every disease. And so as I started studying, I found out that the translators actually translated the Bible according to their preconceived religious beliefs. You see, the ones who wrote the Bible were inspired by God, but the translators were not. They were just a committee that was picked either by King James when he did the King James translation or various others. And, you know, I actually talked to a man, and I talk about this in the Bible. I talked to a man who was head of one of the translations, the newer translations of the Bible. And I said to him, what if you have a translator that says, no, the conventional way this word has been translated is not true, and look at the evidence for it. He says, oh, we fire him.
Whoa.
Okay? Because it's a very expensive thing to make a translation of the Bible. You've got to have a lot of translators who have to be paid. They have to sometimes fly to get together. You have to have secretaries to type out the translations. You've got to have all these people. It's very expensive. So I found out, I said, how do you get your money back from all of this money you're putting out? He says, well, we go to the major ministers of huge churches in the United States, and we say we're going to make a new translation of the Bible, and we'd like your support. And so they get the support up front of these huge church pastors who are then going to support this translation so their parishioners will buy the new translation of the Bible. But you can't ever translate anything different from what that particular group believes, right? Well, yes, that's right. So, you see, people, God preserve his word. Yes, he has. He has preserved his word in the original Greek and Hebrew. And then people say, well, I don't understand Greek and Hebrew. Well, neither do I, except with the helps that are available through the interlinear Bible, the concordant literal translation, and some common sense. And so when you start really delving into it, such as what I gave the illustration of the word ecclesia, the concordant people who have made the literal translation use the word ecclesia. They don't use the word church because church doesn't mean what people think it means. The word is ecclesia. It just means a group of people. They don't even have to know each other. It may be people around the world who all believe in the true definition of the character of God. And that is God's ecclesia. It's not a specific church that has a building and a hierarchy because people have depended too much.
Okay, we're going to be back. We've got a three-minute break. We'll be back with Dr. Lorraine Day and talking about who rewrote the Bible. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Josh.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. If anyone has changed the world when it comes to cancer therapy, treatment, information, education, it's Dr. Lorraine Day. No doubt. And I know she has a cancer package of information that you can get from her. Now, we don't carry any of her information. I kind of wish we did, but there is so much of it that you can go to drday.com, and there is a book, Getting Started on Getting Well, and all the videos. You can go to drday.com and also get the book, Who Rewrote the Bible? Because I think you're going to find it absolutely fascinating reading for you and part of your study. So go to drday.com and get those books. And remember, we need your support at the Power Mall. That's how we do what we do, by staying on the air. So we definitely need your support. The Strauss products are on sale. If you have never tried the healthy hairspray, believe it or not, and shampoo and conditioner and styling gel, along with the lotion and body wash, it is amazing. Available at the Power Mall. Call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We have Willard Water on special. And Strauss products on special at the Power Mall. Getting back to the subject of the book, Who Rewrote the Bible? You know, I guess I would have to ask you up front, is this part of some conspiracy to control the people? I mean, what we're talking about, the church and the church intervening in there and serving as a control operation. Are we talking about an agenda that started many, many hundreds of years ago? Thousands of years
ago?
Well,
King James had his own agenda, which is not necessarily related to the agenda today, except that humans are humans. King James, when his translators, and the correspondence between King James and his translators is available these days, and they wrote and they said, we're not going to translate the word ecclesia as church, because that's not what it means. And he said, yes, you are going to do it, because I hired you, and I pay you, and secondly, I'm going to rule, I'm going to be head of the church, and so I'm going to rule by controlling the church. So there was an agenda with King James. That's why the words have not been translated properly. And so, but now, of course, all churches are 501c3. They're government organizations. And they don't have to be, and I have a whole chapter in the book on 501c3s and how religious groups do not have to be 501c3s, but they do in order to give tax-exempt payments to these churches and church schools. But when they have taken the cloak of the government, then their head is the government. It is not Jesus Christ. Their head is the government, and the government can tell them what they can teach and preach and what they cannot. But people have trusted the experts so much. They think, well, you know, they went to seminary. They know what it's all about. But again, the seminary is an organization of people. And in order to get accreditation, they have to teach and preach certain things, just like medical organizations, in order to get accreditation. And so being a physician and being a supposed expert in medicine, I realize that doctors don't know how to cure any disease. You name one disease that a doctor knows how to cure. People say, well, infections with antibiotics. Well, antibiotics have come back to bite us in the backside, haven't they? Because everything, the germs are getting resistant to the antibiotics, and the antibiotics all have so many side effects, and they're not working anymore. So that experiment in drugs obviously didn't work over the last 50 years. But I have in my new book called I Will Give You Back Your Health Again, I have listed 40 years of Nobel Prizes in medicine and science, 20 years, 50 years ago, and 20 years recently, and showing that in all the Nobel Prize winners, no one has ever found a cure for any disease.
Whoa, that's right. That's right.
No one has found, and with the NIH, National Institutes of Health, that has given out $1 trillion of research, I show in my book, What Does It Take to Get Well?, that they have never found a cure for even one disease. Mm-hmm. All they've done is made more drugs, which mm-hmm. never cure disease. They are meant to decrease your symptoms while your disease progresses.
And I want to really, really reiterate that you know, and I keep focusing on this also when I think in terms of this book, is that you are doing this from a perspective of health to figure out how to get well and to figure out
right.
that God does want us well. He's the only one that knows how to make us well. And that all these things that we talk about here, and I do want to get back to the issue of control and King James, the quote-unquote authorized King James Version, because I think this is important to understand who and what King James was. And if you don't mind, before we go any further, I'd like for you to talk about who and what King James was, and was that really was it really he that was involved in that translation?
Well, he was the one who hired the translators, and he did it to have a translation of the Bible that would allow him to have control. And he was married. He had a number of children, but eventually he came out as a homosexual and paraded his homosexual lovers in front of the population. And eventually, when he died, he's buried between two of his male paramours. So when people say, oh, the King James Version is right out of the mouth of God, well, it's not. And I do study the King James Version, but only along with the Concordant Literal Translation and the Interlinear Bible. And this does take some study, but it's well worth it because you find out who God really is. Are you going to trust translators who were hired by a king who just wanted control over the people, or are you going to read the version that God gave those he inspired, the real writers of the Bible? And when you do, see, the word gospel, everybody talks about the gospel. The word gospel actually means good news. That's what it means. Well, is it good news that God's going to save only a certain number and he's going to burn the rest in hellfire? Is that good news? Well, people say, well, it's good news for me because I'm saved. Yeah, but what about all the other people who never even had the chance to learn about the truth? What about all those? Well, they didn't make the right choice. Well, what kind of a heart is that? That's certainly not the heart of Jesus Christ. And so when you find out that the gospel really does mean good news for everybody, and God disciplines us when we lets us reap what we sow. When we put bad stuff out there, we get bad stuff back. And if we don't take care of our bodies, we get sick. I learned that. I hit the wall. And so I thought, well, I better learn how to take care of this body God has given us. You see, no doctor has ever created even one body. And God has created billions of them. The same God who made us can fix us. And that's the good news. We don't have to be sick. He promises that. And you see, if God created all these billions of human beings ever since creation, well, then Satan's going to win them away from God. And they're going to go to hell, and God has no clue how to win them back? Well, then that makes Satan bigger than God, and that cannot be.
That's right.
So
that's right.
These were the questions that I had in order to trust God with my life. I had to understand. You see, if a man came to you or to me and he said, I love you, and I want you to marry me, and if you love me, then I'll let you live. But if you don't, I'm going to have to kill you in the worst way possible. I'm going to have to burn you to death. Well, I mean, could you love a man who came and gave you that proposal? Obviously not.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's what we're supposed to believe about God. God says, love me, and I'll let you live forever. But if you don't, I'm going to have to burn you in hellfire. Well, how can you love someone who's going to hurt you if you don't? So these were the questions, and that should be a question for everybody. Everybody should say, what kind of a God is this? Now, I'm not saying, oh, people say, well, then you believe that God's just going to save you in your sin. No, I don't. But a parent, if you have children, and suppose you have a teenage son who takes a car without permission and drops the transmission because he's speeding and shifting too rapidly and all that, do you say, okay, you're grounded for a month, and then I'm going to burn you to death?
Right.
No parent will do that because a parent has remedial discipline for his children, wants to turn them back to right doing. Well, we find out that's the same way with God. All of God's disciplines are remedial. It's to turn us back to right doing, not to destroy us. That's punitive.
You know, that
and
is
if we wouldn't do that for our children, how could God do that with us? Because the Bible says God is love.
That is such
a Bible also says love never fails.
That's right.
So how can God fail to win his children back?
And that is such a huge point that you make, a huge point, that he is not going to burn us in hell. And I'm sure that is probably one of the toughest things that you've had to deal with, and other people that have been critiquing your work or looking at your work and looking at some of the stuff online, is that now you become part of that group that says, oh, well, it doesn't make any difference now what you do. Everything will be fine. And that's not what you're saying.
It does make a big difference what you do. I don't believe in Calvinism, which means that God's going to save everybody in their sins. I believe that God's going to save people from their sins. By the way, the word hell isn't even in the Bible. It's been written in by the translators. The word that they translate hell whenever they want to make God look harsh is actually the word grave. And again, you can't make it grave here and then hell there. You can't make it church here and then lynch mob here for the same word. And that's why the concordant people have said it has to be concordant. In other words, the same word in Hebrew or Greek has to mean the same thing all the time. You can't make it black one time and then white the next. And that's what the translators have done. If the word is grave, it means grave. It doesn't mean hell. And they have translated it hell whenever they want it.
And
arbitrarily.
Yeah, in chapter 13, you talk about the destruction of the wicked. It's not what you think.
Right, right. God allows us to destroy ourselves until we finally recognize our need to turn to the Lord. People say, well, a lot of people died. What about their favorite person? What about Hitler? Well, what about Stalin? What about Stalin and Lenin? Well, of course they died, and they were horrible people. But everybody, every Christian knows that God is going to resurrect people for the great white throne judgment. And then they think, well, what he's going to do is he's going to, you know, say, you're bad, and I'm good, and now I'm going to throw you in hellfire. Well, what good does that do if they just burn forever and ever and ever and ever? And these are God's children, too. How can God be happy for eternity if a whole bunch of his children are burning in hellfire?
Yes.
And that shows that Satan will say to God, well, you know, if you, how come you don't love your enemies? How come you can't turn them around? If you were God, couldn't you win them back? We do reap what we sow, but not to eternal destruction. Again, the word eternal is not even in the Bible. It's the word aeonian, and it doesn't mean the forever and ever. An eon is a period of time with a beginning and an end. The Bible proves that, and I give the evidence for it in the book. And so God is God. He knows how to win his children back. Yes, we do reap what we sow. I certainly reap what I had sown. I didn't use drugs. I didn't even smoke. But I worked too hard. I didn't eat right. I didn't know how to handle my stress properly, and I got to the point where I was almost dead. But you see, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. But a lot of people say, well, you know, I ask and ask and ask and they don't receive. But you've got to ask from destitution, utter destitution. I was facing death, and I had no place else to turn. And I had to ask from utter destitution. And the prayer I prayed at that time was this. I said, God, I don't know if you're up there, because you don't make any sense to me. And if you are up there, you sound like a pyromaniac to me. But I need help, and I know doctors can't get me well. So I need your help. Help me. And if you're not like the churches teach, show me. And over the next number of years, God showed me through my study of his word and looking up these words and seeing that they are not concordant, that they have been translated one time in certain ways and another time in the opposite way. And so once you recognize that and you get all that straight, God is the most wonderful being you could ever imagine. Yes, he disciplines us just like a good parent. We reap what we sow, but not to eternal destruction.
And, you know, I think you have gained a lot of support from a lot of people who wanted to hear someone say that, that it's not about burning in hell, that we don't have this voracious God who just wants to see all of his people dead and burning and in torture or tortured for the rest of their lives. You've gained a lot of support from people who want to know that there is a real loving God. And of course, that's a whole switch now. A loving God, everything coming from a loving God, that's totally different than if you do this, then you are going to burn in hell. And how many people have lived with that all their lives and then died wondering at that last moment, well, am I going to burn in hell or not because of what I did?
Well, you know, the Bible says it's the kindness of God that leads you to repentance. Once you realize who this God is, then you want to do what he wants you to do. It's just like when you fall in love with someone. A woman falls in love with a man. She wants to do what he wants to do, and he wants to do what she wants to do. It's a loving relationship. It's not, you know, if you don't do this, I'm going to hurt you. And how can that we have a loving relationship with God if we know that if we don't do exactly what he says at every moment, that he's going to burn us in hell forever? Mm-hmm. No, we kind of make our own hell. I made my own hell by not following his laws, commands, and decrees and getting sick. And I can tell you, I did go through hell. I had terrible, terrible pain for months and months. For over a year, I couldn't sleep more than 2 hours a night because of it. I would just get so fatigued, I would finally fall asleep. And again, I said I was bedridden. I was in terrible, terrible shape. But that's why cancer and all other diseases are a blessing. Because if you get to the point where there's no place else to turn, then only God is left. And when you make a real study of who he is, it is marvelous, and it will change your life in every way. You know, it's interesting. The members of churches are the hardest group I have to speak to because they love their hellfire. I'm in here. It's sort of going to church or being a member of a church is fire insurance. I'm not going to burn in hell. Well, the thing is that if that's the only reason you're in a church, that's not the right reason. Because you don't have a relationship with the Lord.
It's just you're turning the whole issue, the whole equation around to a positive one. When we come back, I want to ask her. She does a chapter in 25. What does it mean to be saved by grace? With Dr. Lorraine Day, we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at Guns80.com. Go now.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, that is Susan Boyle. You raised me up. Some of the DVDs that Dr. Day has, Drugs Never Cure Disease, those are testimonials. Seeing is Believing, another testimonial DVD. One called Double Blind, What Science Cannot See. And He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. Is It Ever God's Will That You Not Be Healed? Available by going to drday.com. Dr. Day, we were talking about what does it mean to be saved by grace? And one of the questions that I have is, are we talking about God's judgment? When you talk in terms of what happens as a result of your actions, are you talking about God's judgment here on earth in relation to all of the examples that you gave?
Well, there are some who turn around on earth in this life. In other words, like I did, where I was destroying my body by doing good things as a trauma surgeon, working night and day and having lots of stress and not eating right and all of that. And there are some people who turn around on this earth. But there are a lot of people who die who do not know the Lord at all. They will all be back for the judgment. But most Christians think, well, the judgment is God resurrects them and then says, you're bad and I'm good, and now I'm going to torture you forever. Well, what kind of a God is that? That's like Moloch, who was a pagan god back in Israelite times, where King Solomon and others were offering their children to be burned in the fire. God says that was an abomination. I never asked you to do that. The thought would never have entered my mind. That's what God says in the Bible, to do this dastardly act where they would actually offer human beings to be burned alive. Well, if God says that thought would never enter into his mind, then how could he be responsible for hellfire? So when the judgment actually means to turn you back to right doing. Psalms 94:15 says, when the judgments of God are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn to do right. Okay? And I think it's Isaiah 26:9 says the same thing. When God's judgments become apparent, people will learn to do right. Well, I thought they were going to be, when the judgments are in the earth, they're going to be thrown in hellfire. But that's not what the Bible says. God says they will learn to do right. They will reap what they have sown, but not to eternal destruction. They will reap what they've sown until they understand that doing wrong has terrible repercussions on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's another word. The word punish is not in the Bible either. The word punish and punishment is not
really?
In the Bible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not in the Bible. The word actually is visit. Visit. And they make it punish whenever they want to make God look harsh. And what the word visit actually means, it's used in the context that God visits you with whatever you put out there. If you have a bad attitude, if you are mean to other people, guess what? That's what you'll get back. And so God visits you with whatever you put out. But when they want to make God look harsh, they make the word visit into punish. If you just look it up in Strong's Concordance, look up the word visit in the Greek, all right? And then look up the word punish. It's the same word.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing because, I mean, that's what the Bible is all about, is punishment, it seems like, to so many people. Yeah, I know.